Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Lift up your voice by your own self and just appreciate the Lord. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Express your gratitude right now. Lord, I give you thanks. Lord, I give you praise. I celebrate you. I magnify you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. You are already in our midst to do all that can be done. To you, nothing is impossible. Thank you. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Matthew chapter number 6. And verse number 16. Hallelujah. Matthew 8, verse number 16 and 17. Matthew 8, verse 16 and 17. It said, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of the devil, and he cast out the spirit with what? His word. Somebody say his word. And heal all. Somebody say all. Louder, you can say all. You can say the louder, say all. Including me. He cast out with his word. His word. His word. God's method has not changed. His method has not changed. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and for what? Psalm 120 and verse 20, Psalm 107 and verse 20, the Bible says, he sent his word, and the word healed them. And the word do what? Deliver them. From what? Their destruction. The word is coming your way again this morning or this afternoon. You need to open up. Somebody say, I will open up. Somebody say, I will open up. Why? Because as the word goes forth, its power is going forth. Are you catching what I'm saying? Luke 5:17, as Jesus was preaching and teaching, the Bible says the power of God was present. The power was present. The power is in the word. Please open up for the word. Open up for the word. Open up for the word. The power is in the word. You know, most time when people come to church, they are looking for somebody to lay hand on them. They are looking for somebody to touch them. Now, why we don't downplay on that? The primary way God will reach you is his word. His word. Somebody say his word. In Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible speaking in verse number 12, it said the word of God is quick and the word of God is powerful. How powerful is the word? Sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the asunder of your soul. The word can go to your soul. It can go to your mind. My sister just shared here. She said she has been diagnosed for depression. And so she has come. She spoke to pastor, pastor one, pastor two. And then she said, I went to my doctors and they said, cleared. They said, cleared. You are okay now. Power of the word. I don't know, but I didn't put any anointing on anybody. Not at all. We only had a chat. Are you catching what I'm saying? The power. Please don't downplay the word. Thank God for the touch. But more of the word. More of the word. And you are here to hear the word. As the word is going, something is going inside you. Lord, I open up myself for your word. Are you catching that now? I open myself for the word. Lord, send your word my way. Lift up your voice and let's pray that prayer right now. Send your word my way. Send your word my way. Send your word my way. Your word of healing. Your word of deliverance. Lord, send your word. Send your word. Is somebody talking to Jesus right now? Lift up your voice. Express that expectation to him. Lord, send your word my way. 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 My heart is open. I'm open for your word. 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 Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lord, we are before your word. We are before your word. As the pages of your word is open, let new chapters be open in our lives. 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 Father, in this service, let everyone that is called sick be healed. You are the great physician. You have not changed. You are still very much in the midst of your people. Lord, do the unimaginable in this service. Release your thoughts for every soul. Let the captives be free. Let your oppressed be delivered. Let every depression be let go. In the name of Jesus, let this service be everybody's service. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. A believer in the house, a louder amen. Now, please help me give Jesus a big hand of praise as you take your seat. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Engaging the turnaround power of faith, part two. Today we are sharing the word and we are also partaking of the communion. Two major things ongoing. Why? Because somebody, God, have you in mind. Would you say amen to that? Say with me, God, have me in mind. Louder, you can say, God, have me in mind. And God will reach out to you today. I say, God will reach out to you today. In the name of Jesus. Can I emphasize again as we begin this morning, please note, there are no close case with God. What did I say? What did I say, please? You can shout it out louder. Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus. John 11:39. Martha said, he's already stinking. Jesus said, I specialize in stinking situation. Got down there, dead Lazarus for 4 days, came back to life. Came back to life. Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Somebody say, including me. Luke 18:27. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible. You see, it's all about who is with you. If it is man, it may be impossible. But if God is with you, he said it's possible. Help me tap your neighbor and say, with God, it's possible. It's possible for you. Please encourage your neighbor. Say, it's possible for you. With God, it's possible for you. Hallelujah. Therefore, in the name of Jesus the Christ, this service is your service. Amen. Would you say the louder amen? Amen? I said this service is your service. Amen. I said this service is your service. Amen. All our healing has been settled. Amen. All our healing has been settled. Amen. Everything that has to do with your healing, your deliverance has already been settled. Amen. How settled? 1 Peter 2 and 24. The Bible says, by his stripes you were healed. You were healed. Past tense. You were healed. Not that you will be healed. You were healed. Thank you, Lord. It's been settled. Matthew, I read that also. Chapter number 8, verse 16 and 17, particularly verse 17. The Bible says, himself took pastors. Not that he will take. He has already taken it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not the just of my word. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Somebody say, it is settled. Please put your faith in the line. Say, it is settled. It is settled. Louder, you can say, it is settled. Say, my case, it is settled. When it comes to God, it is already a done deal. When it comes to God, it is already a done deal. Not that God will do it. He has already done it. Why? Because he sat down there. I believe in John 19 verse 30, he said, it is finished. Jesus said, it is finished. Jesus said, it is finished. If he has finished the work, no devil can undo what God has finished. But why are many not saved? Why are many still sick? Why are many not delivered? Why are many still in captivity? The reason is because Matthew 11 verse 12. Yeah. And please hear again. Matthew 11, 12. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent taketh it. Matthew 11, 12. How will they take it? By force. How will they take it? So how will you take it? How will you take your healing? How will you take your deliverance? So waiting for healing is wasting your time. You have to take it. That means there is something you must do. It's called the violent of faith. You have to take it. Luke 16, 16. From the prophet all to the time of John, the gospel has been preached. The kingdom of God has already come and it has been preached. Now, every man have to press their way. And listen to me, I can't press for you. I cannot press for you. Because when it comes to faith, there are no corporate faith. There are only individual faith. The just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk 2 and verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. Romans 1, 17. The just shall live by his faith. Galatians 3, 11. The just shall live by his faith. Hebrews 10, 38. So it takes the violent of faith to take your portion. It takes the violent. Please don't wait. I was telling them in the face, you have been too quiet. You have allowed the devil to have a free day. You are a child of God. And yet, Satan is still buying and selling in your body. Don't watch the devil. He has no good agenda. No good agenda. John chapter 10 verse 10, he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. So what do? You refuse to give up. Somebody say, I refuse to give up. That was the violent faith of the Canaanite woman. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 to 28, they told her the Jews has nothing to do with the Canaanites. He said, no, you must have mercy. My child is vexed with the devil. She cried the more. She said, Lord, help me. Jesus said, I don't give the children's bread to dogs. She said, well, thank you for calling me a dog. But even the dogs still eat from the crumbs. So if it is the crumbs, give it to me. It's enough. Can you see a violent woman? Can you see a woman who will not take no for an answer? Many Christians have settled for the status quo. They are managing their health, managing their body, whereas that is not the will of God for our life. Say with me, I refuse sickness. I refuse disease. You can say louder, I refuse sickness. I refuse disease. I refuse satanic affliction. Do you know what Jesus said to her at the end of that story? He said, woman, go thy way. Thy daughter is made whole. Verse 28. Great is your faith. Your faith is not like those cheeky faith. Those people who come to church and say, well, if God will do it, let him do it. What kind of faith is that? Faith is not an if statement. Faith is an assurance. Somebody say assurance. Louder you can say assurance. The loudest you can say assurance. Louder you can say assurance. Assurance. Not an if statement. If God will do it. That's not faith. That's doubt. That's being double-minded. Violent faith. She stood there and got apportioned by a violent faith. Somebody is here. As your faith comes alive, I see your testimonies being delivered in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please say the loudest amen. Amen. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 35 and 36, the Bible told us of some who, yes, they were among the crowd, but they were not giving. It took knowledge that Jesus was in the country around about. The Bible says in verse 36, they pressed to touch him. They pressed to touch. And as many who touched, because they learned the lesson from the woman with the issue of blood. She had all occasion to say, well, nobody wants to help me. I'm a woman. I have blood. I am weak. I don't want to go dirty. Blood is coming out here. Like most people will be saying. Excuses for everything. Excuses for everything. Faith does not wait for the solution. Faith goes after the solution. She went after God. She went after Jesus. In Luke chapter number 8, verse 40 to 48, she went after Jesus. In those days, you are a woman, you are like a second citizen, but she will not give in to discrimination. If it is Jesus, I must get my touch. Did she get it? Yes. Because if she didn't get it, we won't be sharing our testimony. We are going to share your testimony. Yeah. I didn't hear you. I said, we'll share your testimony. Yeah. I said, we'll share your testimony on this altar. Thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. All we are saying is that it's already done. But your faith must not be a sitting faith. Your faith must be a violent faith. The question, therefore, is what is faith? Few definitions here as we begin to move on. Please note one, faith is a living force drawn from the living word and produces living proof. Concerning the case of the woman with the issue of blood, that's what we learn. A living force drawn from the living word that produces living proof. Luke 8, 10 to 48. She touched him. She went behind. She touched him. She drew virtue from him. And the virtue that she drew from Jesus caused her blood disease to stop. Living force drawn from the living word to produce living proof. Number two, faith is putting God's word to work. Believing. Faith is putting God's word to work. Believing. Somebody say, I hear. Louder, you can say, I hear. Kalush and the Anduhu Riabahataya. Faith is not talking the word. Faith is not singing the word. Faith is putting God's word to work. John 2:5. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Too many talk, less walk. And the miracle of the new wine came forth. Why? Because they put the word to work. Listen, nothing work until you walk the word. Nothing will work until you walk the word. Nothing will work until you walk the word. Luke 5 and verse 5. Master, we have toiled all night and we caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. Somebody say at thy word. Listen to me. Please don't just play with the word. Put the word to work. I will let down my net. You said it. I know it. I will do what you have said. And when they had done it, what happened to them? They enclosed a great multitude of fish. When they have done it, many are close to their miracle, but because they will do nothing, they are still in their conditions. Has Jesus changed? No. Did Jesus lie? No. But what did Jesus say? Let down your net. Thank you, Jesus. As they did, everything began to respond to them. Like your miracle will respond to you today. Amen. A believer in the house will say a louder amen. Amen. James chapter 1 and verse 22. Put that on the screen for us quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Are you with me this morning? Are you sure you are with me this morning? Please don't mind me. This pastor is shouting on us. Don't worry. Let me shout so that the devil can shut down. We have been too quiet. And Satan is having a free day. I'm sure you know that Satan is not a gentleman. No. James 1, please. Verse 22. James 1, verse 22. Put it on the screen so we can see. Everybody read 1, 2, go. This is the challenge with the church. Too many deceptions. They hear a lot, but do nothing. They do nothing. Verse 25. Let's read 1, 2, go, everyone. But whosoever, look at the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, not being a forgetful yet, but a doer of the works. Can you see that word there? But a doer of what? A doer of what? Please help me tap your neighbor. Say, please, don't be angry with me. Don't be angry with me. Tap them. Say, don't be angry with me. Pastor Shea, I should talk to you. Pastor Shea, I should tell you that faith is work. Not mere talk. Faith is work. Not mere talk. Louder, you can tell them again. Say, faith is work. Not mere talk. My neighbor. My neighbor. Are you afraid of their face? Look at them now. Look at their face. You are just saying, my neighbor. Look at their face, eyeball to eyeball. Say, my neighbor. My neighbor. Can I be truthful to you today? Until you walk the word, it cannot work in your life. God is waiting for you. You are not the one waiting for God. God is waiting for you. This week, will you put the word to work? What did they say? Yes. Now say, I can guarantee you. As you walk the walk, it will work miracle in your life. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. So number three, what is faith? Is sharing responsibilities. Taking responsibilities in the light of scriptures. If you don't want to die a liability, you take responsibility. Take responsibility. For instance, in Acts chapter 14, verse 8 to 10, look at this. Very simple story. The apostle got to Lystra, and they met a man that was impotent. He was crippled from his mother's womb. So crippled, he could not walk. And Paul saw him, he was speaking. And perceived that the man had faith to be healed. Now look at what Paul said. Paul said with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. Look at the last word. And he what? Somebody say he took responsibility. Now, the Bible didn't tell us that they carried him. They said, stand up. And what did he do? He now did the work. He stood up. Did the word lie? No. Can God do it? Yes. But if he didn't stand up, what would have happened? That's what many of us are doing, and we are blaming God why it has not worked. But today, now that your faith is coming alive, you stretch the hand. You stretch your faith. You take a step. Don't let the devil pull you down. Satan wants you not to take action. Why? Because you know immediately you take action, your faith is born. Are you catching that now? Listen. There are switches in this hall, somehow, somehow. Just look at the switch in your house. You put your plug, two of us. Did you put your plug? What do you do with the switch? You turn it on. Your action is the switch. Now, if you don't turn on your switch with the power flow, action is what triggers the power of God towards you. That's why in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1, the Bible says something there. Say, who has believed our report? The hand of God is stretched. So faith is action, responsibility. Faith is action. Action is what switch the release of his power. Somebody say, my faith is coming alive. If you sit down there, Satan will sit on your destiny. If you are only talking the talk and you are not doing nothing with what God has said, nothing will happen. You can be there for 38 years. Like the man by the pool of Bethesda. He was dead. He was born. He said, there was no one to help me. Are you stupid? Are you not smart? A woman with the issue of blood, she was weak. She was moving herself. Then you are a full-fledged man. And you say, no one to help me. What stop you from dragging yourself and going inside the water? So that when angel come, the angel will steer the water and steer you at the same time. Two of us. Is that not smart wisdom? And by the time the angel steer the water, it will fling you. By the time they fling you, everything in your body will stand. He said, there's no one to help me. When I am trying to move to the water, somebody goes there first. Who will not go there first? We are all in the presence of God. Listen to me. But we are not doing the same thing. But I want to appeal to you. Please, tonight, do something different. Somebody say, I'm doing something different. How powerful is faith? Faith has the capacity to quench every fiery dart of the devil. Ephesians 6 and 16. Every. That's how powerful faith is. What are we saying? No matter the arsenal that Satan brings your way, if your faith will be in place, you can quench it. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So faith guarantees a life of victory, no matter what Satan throws your way. Somebody say, that is my portion. How powerful is faith? Number two, it secures fulfillment of prophecy. Somebody say, I hear. It secures what? It secures what? It secures what? Numbers 23:19. God cannot lie. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. God has not changed. Psalm 89, verse 34. God cannot break his covenant. But how come anything God has said most of the time has not been fulfilled? is because faith is the missing link. Therefore, Luke 1:45 says, blessed is she that believeth. He said there shall be a performance. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believeth. For there shall be a what? 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 I see the word being performed in your life. For instance, Isaiah 33, verse 24 said, the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. That means sickness will not be in your midst. But how will it happen? Hebrews 4 and verse 2. The gospel was preached to us, the same gospel to them. But the word that was said did not profit them because they didn't mix it with their faith. They didn't mix it. The same word, it worked for some and did not work for some. The difference maker was faith in the missing link. May your faith not fail you this year. Amen. I did not hear your amen. Amen. I did not hear your amen.
Amen.
Number three, faith is an ever-proved producing force. Hebrews 11:2. By faith, the elders obtain good reports. I see you obtaining good reports. Faith always has proofs. If it lacks proofs, please check it. Perhaps it is not faith. How shall we do the works of God? John 6:28-29. He said, for this is the work of God, that you believe, that you believe, that you believe, verse 29, that you believe on him who have sent you. You want to see the proof? You must believe. As we begin to come into closing, there is a need for us to grow our faith. Our faith grows through prayer and fasting. Take note of that. Somebody say, how does this happen? Please note that the food of faith is revelation. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Revelation is the food of faith. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, Satan stands in the gap to blind our eyes so that we do not encounter the light of the gospel. The light. The light of the gospel talks about the revelation of the gospel. So you notice, the fact that you are reading the Bible does not mean you know what the Bible says. When I was in school, primary, secondary, the teachers who taught us Bible, they call it CRK or BK. How many of you understand that one? Yes? CRK means what? Christian religious knowledge. What does BK mean? Bible knowledge. They will teach us Bible in the morning, and they'll be smoking in the afternoon. You get an analysis now. The person who is teaching me Bible in the morning, then I will see him in the afternoon. Under satanic addiction. Most of the people who teach theology, they don't even know what they are teaching. Why? The God of this world has blinded their eyes. Listen to me. The food of faith is not knowledge. We're in the month of faith. No. The school of faith is understanding. Understanding is called spiritual understanding. What you don't understand, you can't believe. What you know is your cup of tea. But if you don't understand it, you can't engage it. The reason you are not engaging is because you don't understand. Well, some people is already lost, but I hope you are found. If you are around this week, You already understand what we are talking about. That's why we tell you, don't come to church only Sunday. Because this week now, 3 days, we were in the school of faith, and they were teaching us how to build our faith. Understanding. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, he said, this is the fast I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness. So the reason we undergo prayer and fasting is so that we can break the powers of darkness that does not want us to understand the Bible. Immediately you carry your Bible, you're already snoring. But when you look at Facebook, you are there for 3 hours and your eyes is not blinking. And you are wondering why your faith is not working. That's the reason. Because what you spend more on is what will enter you. You spend more on social media and bad news. That's why your life is so socialized and so scatterized. Your day is just scattered. You are not achieving anything. 5 p.m., you look up for money. Say, oh my God, you are scratching your head. Why? Because within that 9 to 5, you have spent almost 2 hours in social media. God will help you. And yet, you can't spend 30 minutes with the word. No discipline. That's how indisciplined and unstructured our world has become today. For carnal things, our flesh is very active. Spiritual things, you are sleeping. Even now, you are already sleeping in church. Now, I curse that devil in the name of Jesus. Curse it. And that was why Paul was preaching. One man was sleeping. He fell down for where he was sleeping and he died. It's only the mercy of God. If they didn't pray, if you fall here, we won't pray for you. I'm not Paul and I'm not Peter. I'm Matthew. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Come on. We keep our faith alive by keeping our hope also alive. Somebody say, keep your hope alive. Ecclesiastes 9:4. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Faith comes alive when hope is alive. Hear me and hear me well. No matter what you are going through, there is no close case with God. I've said that earlier. Job 14:14. He said, if a man dies, what will happen to him? Shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will what? Wait. See what? Tell my neighbor, tell your neighbor, I'm not giving up. My change will still come. That's how faith works. People who give up soon, they lose out of life. Keep your hope alive. That body of yours will soon begin to enjoy unusual health. Amen. I didn't hear you, amen.
Amen.
That eyes will still see clearly.
Amen.
The way you used to enjoy your body, you will enjoy it forever.
Amen.
The way you used to enjoy your body, I say you will enjoy it forever.
Amen.
Any satanic verdict against your health, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we come against it in this service today. I'm not giving up. I keep my hope alive. We are going to administer the communion. I point out one or two things as we get ready. That's the prescription for this afternoon. You have heard the word, and we want to give you the prescription of the great physician. Please, let's note, when it comes to the communion, number one, the Holy Communion is a kingdom mystery ordained to secure healing, health, and wholeness. Healing, health, and wholeness. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 30. He said, for this cause many are weak, many are sick among you, and many sleep. The Holy Communion empowers believers to live like Christ in spirit, in soul, and in body. John chapter 6, verse 52 and 54. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man. And I said it in the first service. How can Jesus say, eat my flesh? It's a paradox. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Verse 54. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, what happened? Have eternal life. And what will happen? I will raise him up. Whatever is trying to put you down, as we take this communion, there will be a jacking up.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I said there will be a jacking up.
Amen.
There will be a jacking up.
Amen.
There will be a jacking up.
Amen.
If Jesus does not want it, he wouldn't have prescribed it. Eat! And then life comes inside you. From Matthew 26, 26 to 28, the communion is made up of two elements, the flesh and the blood. The flesh and the blood. The flesh and the blood. Matthew 26, 26 to 28. He gave them the bread, called it the body. He gave them the wine, and he called it what? My blood. He didn't call it wine. He didn't call it drink. He called it my blood. So what are you taking today? His flesh and his what? His blood. Whose blood? Jesus. Whose blood?
Jesus.
Whose blood?
Jesus.
Who is the great physician?
Jesus.
And as we take it tonight, whatever is not of God in your body, I see them being flushed out.
Yeah.
As I see them being flushed out.
Yeah.
As we take the flesh, this picture will help you. Number one, the flesh is the rod of God. The rod that swallows up the rod of the magician. The rod. Isaiah 11 verse 1 and verse 2 tells us of God's rod, a stem that will come out of Jesse. That is speaking about Jesus in picture. Exodus 7:11, when Moses put his rod, the Bible says his rod swallowed up the magician rod. The magician rods are the evil things. So any evil things in your body, in your life, as you take his body, what will happen? It will swallow it up. Number two is the miracle meal. It's the miracle meal. Somebody say the miracle meal. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 39 to 41. The miracle meal. That was the story of Elisha. Poison in the pot. Elisha said, bring me a meal. They brought him a meal. He put it in the pot. And then they began to exclaim, oh, there is no more death in the pot. Just see your body as the pot. See the meal, communion, going inside. As the meal goes inside, anything that is dead in your body, blood, vein, bones, whatever it is, Jesus will go inside your body. And what will he do? He will clear the poison. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Can you see that picture, please? That's the picture. Because you can only have what you see. And I see Jesus doing that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Finally, from the blood. In Leviticus 17:11, Jesus was speaking through the word in the Old Testament that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Life is in the blood. So when we take the blood, we are taking the life. So when we take the blood of Jesus, whose life are we taking? We are taking what? The life of Jesus. And the life of Jesus, there is no sickness. There is no disease. Are you getting that now? No hypertension. No diabetes. No kidney issues. So as we take the life of Jesus, get ready. Whatever is buying and selling, what will Jesus do? There will be what we call life transmission. So that whatever is not in Jesus' life will no longer be in your own life. Somebody say, I see that picture. Please let's know that it is to you according to your faith. We are not taking this communion for fun. We are taking it as an exchange of our nature. Our nature is sickly. His nature is health. So that is what we are doing tonight. And in the name of Jesus Christ, as we come to the table in faith, the miracle power of God will go into operation.
Amen.
Somebody say a believing amen.
Amen.
Finally, remember that Jesus' blood is the most whitest blood. the most purest blood, two of us. And science tells us that the white blood cell, they fight against diseases. So if Jesus' blood is going and is the white blood, is the most purest blood, what will he do? He will fight against every disease that is in your body. John chapter 6, verse 53 to 56. Somebody say, I hear.
I hear.
Louder, you can say, I hear.
I hear.
Now make this declaration with me. Say with me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Louder, you can, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I come to the table today,
I design it
as the body of Jesus and as the blood of Jesus for an exchange. That whatever is not in Christ that is in my life, there will be an exchange. Sickness is not in Christ, sickness will not be in me. Failure is not in Christ, failure will not be in me. Weakness is not in Christ, weakness will not be in me. Death is not in Christ, death will not be able to find me. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Shall we rise on our feet? Rise on your feet and give God thanks for his blood, his precious blood, the life in the blood. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Father, I give you thanks. I thank you because you have made it possible. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please, somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
A testimony was read for us in this service, the power in the communion. One of the service also, in the first service we read, somebody had low blood issue. And she said she will always just faint, consciously and unconsciously. And she was afraid. They were afraid of her, afraid of her life. And they said, the way you are going, you are not possibly going to live very long. She said she came to a communion service and caught the revelation about the communion and took the communion and went home and kept taking the communion. Blood, blood. This is the blood of Jesus. My short blood, I take the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood cannot be short. My body will not be short. My blood cannot be short. She went for tests. After she went for tests, they said she no longer have a low blood count. Help me tell your neighbor, it is to you according to your faith. Now in the first service, we took communion. Deaconess Bridger said, I had body pain, but as I took the communion, the pain disappeared.
Hallelujah.
We jot that down here. Sister Ife said, I had chest pain for 3 weeks. As I took the communion and during the praise section, he said the pain disappeared. Adeze said, I had chronic cough for almost a week now. He said, but as I took the communion, the cough disappeared. Chichi said, I woke up with an excruciating headache and pain all over my body. But during the communion, as Pastor mentioned, headache has disappeared. He said, immediately. Somebody say immediately.
Immediately.
He said, the pain disappeared. What will happen to you today? Immediately.
Amen.
Something immediately will happen to you.
Amen.
Now, why have we read this? Because, listen to me, if your own did not happen, it's not the faith of the pastor. It's not the faith of the communion, because the communion is already ready. The question is your violent faith. That's all I have done today, to provoke what? Your violent faith, so that when you come to this table, don't do it casually again. And the violent shall take it by force. Lift up your hands. Father, I'm taking my portion by force. 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 Pray that prayer. Hallelujah. Before we come to the table,
We are going to give opportunity for those who need to surrender their life to Christ. Now, why are we doing this? In the whole ministry of Jesus, Jesus did not give the public the communion. So we don't want to assume that everybody here is a child of God. We don't want to. We don't want to assume that everybody is born again. And this teaching is meant to be for everyone. Somebody say everyone. You will not be left out. So please, if you are in this service and deep down in your spirit, you know that your relationship with God is not straight. You are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. Please, I beg you, let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. I'm going to pray for you from the altar, Pastor. I want to surrender to Jesus. Jesus, take my sin and also take my sickness away. He said, come unto me, O ye that labor, and everybody now will give you rest. Please give us the privilege to pray for you wherever you are, and God will bless you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Please, anywhere you are, it's not too far. Come towards the altar here, and we shall pray for you. Wherever you are, please come. Wherever you are, please come. Let's encourage them, church, as we clap hands for them. That man, that woman. It may be your first time. No problem. Jesus sent for you so that they can reconnect with you. Please don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. A young man out there, don't hold back. A young woman out there, please don't hold back. I'm pleading with you. Come. I have a few moments. Please come. Please come. Please come. You are a Christian and you backslided. You can't come to the table with a backsliding heart. No. Now you can be restored. Get down to the altar so I can pray with you for a restoration and rededication. Church, can you clap hands for Jesus? Let's encourage them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Encourage them to come. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Everyone in front, put your hand on your chest. We are going to pray for you. God bless you. Great decision. Somebody anywhere you are too, please rush down quickly. Let's receive you. And you shall be blessed. This is your testimony. Your testimony of a changed life. We give God praise for your life. God bless you. God bless you. Everyone in front, put your hand on your chest. Pray this simple prayer with me. And please mean it. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. In total surrender, have mercy on me. Forgive me my sin. I cannot help myself. I need your mercy. I need your help. With your precious blood, cleanse me, wash me, and make me whole. From today, I want to serve you all the days of my life. And I receive the power to do so. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. That grace that I've come on you today, that grace will keep you for life. That your life from today will begin to reflect the light of Christ. In the name of Jesus, you are free from that bondage. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Please open your eyes. You have made a great decision. Can you go with our pastors over here, please? Let them help you with that decision you have made. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you sure you are clapping for Jesus? We are going to be serving the table quickly. And I want to believe, from all that I've been shared, somebody's faith is coming alive. I say somebody's faith is coming alive. Somebody's faith is coming alive. Father, we design your body. Broken for us. Sick for us. Disease for us. So that we can live a free and a life of liberty. As we come to this table, let your healing power flow. Let your miracle power flow. Let your deliverance power flow. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, that delivers men from satanic affliction, let it flow. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is buying and selling, as this communion goes into our body, let those things disappear. Give us instant healing and miracles. Let every blood-related disease, organ-related issues, things that we may not be able to say, even in the open, let every one of them come with your solution power. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Somebody with faith in the house, say louder, amen. Now, please note, they will lead you to where the communion points are. Everyone, church, you take your seat quickly. Take your seat. They will lead you to where the communion points are. Once they lead you, you get on your seat, then you get down there. Ministers, you can go, please. You get down there. And once you get down there, you take your communion and you get back to your seat and stand so that we know at least you have taken the communion. So those who are seated are the ones who are waited or been getting ready for us to serve the communion. Hallelujah. While we are doing that, the choir will be singing us his praise. Let's go. Let's go. So they lead you, you come quickly and take your communion. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
What can't you do?
Please go to the table in faith. Go and take your communion in faith.
Creator of the universe. What can't you do?
What can't you do?
What can't you do?
What can't you do?
Jesus.
Follow through the ushers as they lead you, please. Once you have taken the communion, rise on your feet, take your communion, and begin to rejoice in the Lord. Casually, get down there and begin to thank God. Father, thank you. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive whatever your faith. Put it in the line. Take the communion and you are declaring. God bless you. Get down there. And everyone that have taken the communion, you are thanking God. You are thanking God for his touch over your life. You are thanking God for his touch over your life. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone rejoice in the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My God is able. Yes, he is able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. For he has healed the broken. For he has broken the mountain. And
you have taken the communion. Rejoice in the Lord. Ushers, let's take the empties, please. As much as we can. Drop your empties with the ushers. They will come and take it from you. You have your empties. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. 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 Thank you, Lord. Shata paroke si le bele bosumbe.
Name above every name. Name above every other name.
It is done.
There is nothing,
nothing you can do.
Nothing you can not change.
Nothing you can not
change. You can not
change.
There's only a reason.
You are able.
With a mighty God.
We
put our trust in you.
We put our trust in you.
Oh, you are able.
You are able.
Choir is going to still sing that song. And what are we doing? We are rejoicing in the victory that God has given to us. Everyone that knows God has given you a victory, you are rejoicing in the Lord. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. While we are doing that, please, you are here for the very first time with your bags, your Bible. You're going to come towards the altar area. We want to pray with you because we are getting ready to shut down the service. Amen. This afternoon. And please note, once God have touched you, you can see the evidence of his touch in your body. All you need to do is glorify his name. True of us? So we're going to have our pastors around here. You get down there and go and tell them what God has done. God did this. I came to church like this. This is what God have done. You go and register that testimony. I told them in the first service, the reason Jesus always tell people, go and show yourself to the priest, is because once the priest can confirm your healing, no devil can take it away from you. So please get down there, share your testimony, and any other person, rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because God has done it for you. Let's sing this praise 1-2 minutes as we do that very quickly. Hallelujah. All our first timers, you come towards this house. God bless you. We'll receive you here. Let's go choir, please.
You
are first timers. Please come towards the house here. We'll receive you now. Church, are you rejoicing in the Lord for your victory? Father, we say thank you. You have a testimony to share. Please get down towards my left hand. The pastors are there. They will take your testimony. We have some pastors here as well. You can meet them there as well. God bless you. So anywhere closer to you. Father, we say thank you. Church, give Jesus a big hand of praise for your victory, for your testimonies, for your breakthrough. Are you sure you're clapping for Jesus? We can make it bigger and louder. Hallelujah.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.